Okay, so today's shiloh, today's topic is going to be a very interesting halachic topic, and that's whether a person is allowed to change his nusach, his personal tefillah, his nusach for tefillah. We know that normally when it comes to minhagim, you're not allowed to change your minhag. If you're, let's say, Ashkenaz, and you don't eat kitnias on Pesach, you can't just decide to eat kitnias. That's not up to you. Minhagim are bigger than the individual, and you're not allowed to just change your minhag. The question is, though, is there any exception to that rule? And specifically, are you allowed to change your nusach of davening? Meaning, is there a reason to say that when it comes to normal minhagim, you can't change, but for some reason, nusach is maybe different? As we'll see today, there's a possibility that changing a nusach of tefillah might be different than other minhagim. Now, this shiloh is specifically relevant for people that daven in a shul that's not their nusach. Meaning, if you were raised, let's say, with nusach Ashkenaz, and you daven in a shtibel, and you daven nusach Sfard, yeah, well, maybe at a different shiur we'll talk about, you know, how do you daven your own nusach when your nusach is different than the shul, but that's not for now. But let's say you're daven every Shabbos, or every day you daven in a nusach Sfard shtibel, or you daven with Sfardim, Edut Mizrach, and you're Ashkenaz, or vice versa. So a lot of people want to change their nusach just to make it easier. It's just easier to incorporate. I know I've been asked this a lot from Sfardim, that they daven by Hashivenu, they daven by our shul, we daven nusach Sfard, they daven nusach Edut Mizrach. And they want to know, can they change just to make it a little easier, to incorporate, just to make the davening flow a little better, can you change your nusach? Okay, so let's start from the beginning. The first source that I want to talk about is from the Arizal. Rav Chaim Vital writes in his Sefer Shara Kavonis, Daf Nun Amad Dalet. He says, he quotes the Arizal, as the Arizal saying, you're not allowed to change your nusach. Meaning, we'll see there might be some exceptions, but in general, your nusach is like any other minig that you're not allowed to change. And he says a fascinating, fascinating halacha. Amrle Mayrizal, he says, he quotes the Arizal, that the Arizal used to say, Sheyesh Birakia Yud Beis Chaloinis Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim, that in Shemayim there are 12 channels, 12 spiritual channels corresponding to each Shevet. And each Shevet had their own nusach, had their own special way to daven that had their own channel. And he says, "V'hine ain't suffik ki im tefilas kol shvatim hayushavas la yitzarich liyubes chaloinis." And obviously, if in Shemayim each nusach was doing the same thing, you wouldn't need 12 channels. It must be that the nusach of Reuven is different than the nusach of Shimon, and in Shemayim it's going through different paths. And he says, "V'chol shar yesh liderech b'fnei atzmai," and each one has their own path. Elavade mochrchu shekivin shetefilas same mishunas lachin tzrichim sharim yichadim. And each shevet, because each nusach is slightly different, that now you'll be yaitze anyway. If you daven, you know, nusach svar to nusach ashkenaz, you'll be yaitze. But the difference is, in Shemayim, there are different channels for each shevet. And he says, "Lachin." And he says, "Ki kefi shayrish u'makar nishmas ha-shevet ahu kach tzarech liyo say the tefilasai." And based on the souls of the members of that shevet, they connect to those tefilas. V'lachin, therefore, roi l'cholech v'ech l'hachzik k'minig say the tefilasai k'minig avaysa. L'fi she'eni tanu yedei, amihu m'shevet zeh, amihu m'shevet zeh. And nowadays, because we don't know which shvatim we come from, we don't know if you're from Yehuda, from Shimon, or from Reuven, or for God, or for Dan and Naphtali. Therefore, each person just keeps their nusach ha-tefillah. Meaning, what the Arizal is telling us is that in Shemayim, each nusach has a different channel. And therefore, for us to start changing our nuschais, it's very possible that your soul is connected to nusach Ashkenaz or nusach Edom Mizrach. And for you to start changing that would be inappropriate. And this is not just the Arizal, this is not just, you know, some Kabbalistic concept. It's brought down by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes in Simen Samaches, Arizal, he quotes the Arizal, and he says, the whole thing with the 12 Shvatim, that he brings down this halacha of Arizal, that you should not change your nusach of the minhag aviseinu b'yadeinu, you keep your family's nusach, and if your nusach is Ashkenaz, you got to keep Ashkenaz, Edu Mizrach, and so on and so forth. Now, Ramosha, it's actually interesting, Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal, in Igros Moshe, Chelik Bey, Simen Chav Dalet, he actually addresses how Hasidim were allowed to change their nusach, because if you think about it, all Hasidim were Ashkenazim, originally. So all Hasidim, I'm talking old school, you know, Balatanya, going 250 years ago, they were all Ashkenazim. And if they're all Ashkenazim, then how are they allowed to daven anything other than Ashkenaz? So how are they allowed to start Nusach Svard? When I say Nusach Svard, I don't mean Svardim. I mean Nusach Svard is Hasidim. The Balatanya has his Nusach Ari. So how are they allowed to do that? So Ramosha actually writes, Yiduasha Kolanshi Poilin Vungvaran Verusland, it's known that all these Hasidim, Bnei Ashkenaz, were Ashkenazim. And he says, "Vatchnispashta shitas achasidus ispalu kulminus rashkanas." And before the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal Tanya and the great Hasidic masters changed the nusach, they originally all daven nusach ashkenaz. Ach achakach ischilu rashi achasid lahanig lispalu benusach acher meizah shinuyim. And over time, the great Hasidic master, says the Ramosha, changed it to what we know as nusach svard and nusach arizal of the Baal Tanya of Chabad. Ve'ini do a tamborer. And Ramosha says, I'm not 100% sure why that was allowed. Now, he's not questioning the great Hasidic masters. He's just saying, I'm not 100% sure. So Ramosha takes it a step further to even question how Hasidim were allowed to do it. But the point is, what we have so far is step number one, is the Arizal, the Magen Avraham, Ramosha. You're not allowed to change your family nusach, and you have to stick with whatever you are. If you're Svardi, Edu Mizrach, stick with Edu Mizrach. If you're Ashkenazi, stick with Ashkenaz, so on and so forth. Now, to be fair, the Marashdam in Arachayim Simen Lamed Hey, he actually is Choylik. The Marashdam actually feels that you're allowed to change your family Nusach, because he says the difference between Nusach Svard, Edom Mizrach, Ashkenaz, it's not really much of a difference, because you're Yotze B'Diavad anyway. Let's say I happen to daven Nusach Ari of the Baal Tanya, but let's say I happen to daven today, I pick up an Edom Mizrach Siddur, and I daven Edom Mizrach, I'm Yotze. Everyone agrees I'm Yoitza. So the Marashdam says, if you're Yoitza anyway, then it's not such a big deal. You could probably change your minig. He feels that the only time you could really, it's a problem to change your minig is when it's ma'akiv, is when it's a halachic problem. But when you're Yoitza anyway, it's just, you know, it's all l'chachila. It doesn't really make a difference. The Marashdam says you could change your nusach. Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal in Yabia Oimer, he also quotes this halacha, and he brings down that this is also the Pinish Harafrayim. And he quotes other paiskim, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis and Beis Yitzchak Elibez Yerdes and Peches Lais Gimel, and other paiskim that hold this way. So there were some paiskim who felt that you could change your nusach, but the overwhelming majority of the mainstream paiskim, you have the Arizal, Magen Avraham, Ramosha, Mishabrua, they all say that it's not allowed, and therefore we're going to go with the assumption that you're not allowed to change your nusach. Okay, so very easy. The shir should stop now. But there is one exception, potentially two exceptions. Let's start with number one. The Chida in Sefer Kesher Gadol, Simen Yud Beis Sifkatan Tes, writes something very fascinating. He says like this: Minhagi Shirashi Hatfilas Ein Lashanes Min Aminig Hakodem. He quotes the Arizal as you should not change your family nusach, and you have to stick with the nusach that you are. And if you daven in a different shul, so what? You got to stick with your nusach. And like I said, it's not for now of how a person is supposed to adapt when you're davening in a nusach, in a shul that davens a different nusach from yours. But your personal Shemoneh Esrei is always going to be your personal nusach. Says the Chida, Ki Yud Beis Sha'arim Berakiyah Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim. As he quotes the Arizal, that each in Shemayim there's different channels, and there's the Nusach Ashkenaz channel. And if your soul is from the Ashkenazi soul, and you have to daven with that nusach, so then that's what you got to do, and you don't have the right, and it's a dangerous thing to change it up. But he says like this one line, and it doesn't sound like favoritism. He says like this: Utfilas nusach svardim oyle b'chol echad miyud beis sha'arim. But the svardi nusach is the best. Everyone can change to the nusach of the svardim. Now, obviously, if someone was a very small person, he said, yeah, of course the Chida is going to say that, because he davened Edom Mizrach, but of course not. The Chida was a goyin oylem. The Chida writes that although you're not allowed to change your nusach, everyone is allowed to change to the nusach of Edom Mizrach. So that's a very strange thing. Why would he say that? So really, it's not just the Chida. The Chida is referring to the following halacha, and that's really brought down by the Mezuzah Magid in a Sefer in Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, and that is, although we said that there are 12 channels in Shemayim, and each nusach has their own channel, and therefore you're not allowed to change your nusach, writes the Mezuzah Magid, Hinei Halaki HaArizal, the great Arizal, the great angelic like Arizal, b'yos nehirin le'shvilin derekia, because he knew the channels of Shemayim so well. Limud das es ha'am l'misha ene makir shiftei. Right, we said before that there's 12 channels, each one for their own shevet. But I don't know what shevet I'm in. I don't know if I'm Ruvain or Yisachar or Zavulin. So we said before, okay, so stick with your family nusach. But writes a Mizrach Magid, because the Arizal was so familiar with what's going on in Shemayim, he taught l'mishenim akashifta that if you don't know what shev you're from, tikin seder melukim mekamun uschoyz kidul bekim. The Arizal made his own nusach. The Arizal had his own nusach called the nusach of the Arizal. And the nusach of the Arizal says the Mizrach Magid, he says, bizman es hashein yidu mishvatim, yachas kol ish es darke Arizal hashavu chol nefesh. The Arizal's nusach bypasses all 12. Meaning, in Shemayim, there's 12 channels to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever this means. And if you are from Shimon, you should daven the Nusach of Shimon. Now, if you're not sure what you do, or who you are, and you know you don't know over time, we don't know which Shvatim we come from, writes the Mr. Shemagid, daven Nusach of the Arizal, because the Nusach of the Arizal bypasses everything. The Arizal knew Shemayim, he knew the, you know, the Shvil and the Rekia, he knew the pathways of Shemayim like the back of his hand, he knew exactly how to get the Tfilis and Skabel, so he had his own Nusach called the Nusach of the Arizal. Oh, that's why the Chidah writes what he writes, because although the Arizal was Ashkenazi, he was davening in Svardi Kehila. He davened with the Beis Yosef, with the Shulchan Aruch. So he was davening with the Svardim. So writes the Chidah, because he davened with the Svardim, and we know that his bypasses all 12. It must be the Nusach. Eidah Mizrach is the accepted Nusach, and it's the Nusach that bypasses everything, so everyone can change to Eidah Mizrach. Now, to be fair, the Divrei Chaim writes something similar, but not about Eidah Mizrach. But this Yesod will explain where the Hasidim are coming from. The Hasidim, right, Rav Moshe Feinstein asked the Kasha, how were the Hasidim allowed to change the Nusach from Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard or Nusach Ari of the Baal HaTanya? How were they allowed to do that? The answer is like this. The Arizal was Ashkenazi, but he davened with Svardim. Now, although he davened with Svardim, it's clear from the Divrei Chaim, and it's clear from other Svarim, that although the Arizal was davening with the Svardim, and he definitely used Eidut Mizrach as his base, because he's davening with Svardim, he davened the Minig HaMakom, and he had the Eidut Mizrach as his base, he definitely had certain differences, certain changes, Kabbalistic changes based on Kavanis that was different than the standard Eidut Mizrach. So his Eidut Mizrach was like a souped-up Eidut Mizrach. It was the Nusach of the Arizal, but it was based, Eidut Mizrach was the base, but there were changes. So what I believe is, what the Hasidim were doing, was they were trying to take the main points of the Arizal, the main Yesodis of the Tefillah of the Arizal, and incorporate it into their davening. Now the reason why it doesn't look as similar to the Eidut Mizrach is because they use Nusach Ashkenaz as the base. I mean, the Arizal had Nusach Eidut Mizrach as the base, and then his sprinkled his changes. What the Hasidim did, the Baal HaTanya, the Mizrach Magid, what they did was they took Nusach Ashkenaz as the base, but they sprinkled their changes. But again, the Yesod of why they were allowed to change their Nusach is because they were trying to go to the Nusach of the Arizal. So what it comes out is like this. We started by saying, can you change your Nusach? So the first answer was, according to Rav Paiskim, no, you have to stick with your family Nusach. But now we saw from the Chidah that if you're attempting to daven like the Arizal, then you could change your Nusach. So that the Chidah said, well, the Arizal daven Nusach Eidah Mizrach, so everyone could change to Eidah Mizrach. What the Hasidim felt was their Nusach was the main Yesod of the Arizal. So it comes out, according to this, you'd be allowed to change your Nusach, if you're, say, Ashkenazi, you'd be allowed to change your Nusach from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard, or Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Ari, because they believe that that's the main Yesod of the Arizal. So everyone's just trying to figure out what did the Arizal daven, or what's the main toikif, what's the main strength of the Arizal's tefillah, and just change the Nusach accordingly. So to go from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard might be allowed, according to Divrei Chaim, because it could be that Nusach Svard is Nusach of the Arizal, or at least the main Yesodis of the Arizal. And we said from the Chidah, you're allowed to change to get to the Arizal's Nusach. As the Mizrach Magid said, his tefillah bypasses all 12. So to go from Nusach Svard to Nusach Ashkenaz may be a little more difficult according to this, but to go from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard, or from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Edom, to Nusach maybe Eidah Mizrach, or maybe to Nusach Arizal of the Baal HaTanya, that might be allowed because what you're doing is you're not just changing your Nusach, you're trying to get to the Nusach of the Arizal. So we've already found some sort of heter. Now to go from Eidah Mizrach to Ashkenaz would not be allowed according to everybody. If you're a Svardi, but you're davening in a yeshiva. So to go from Nusach Eidah Mizrach to Ashkenaz would not be allowed according to everybody, because first of all, it's changing your Nusach HaTefillah, which according to Roy Paiskim is not allowed. And you're definitely not going towards the Arizal, because you're probably closer to the Arizal's Nusach by Eidut Mizrach. But to go from Ashkenaz to Svard, or Ashkenaz to Nusach Ari, might be allowed according to many Paiskim, because you're attempting to get to the Nusach of the Arizal. That's the Yeshita of the Mizrach Magid. That's the Shita of the Divrei Chaim of Sanz in Orach Chaim, Simen Chelek Bey, Simen Ches, Rav Yaakov Hillel, Shlita in Chelek Gimel, Vayesh Vayam, Simen Yud. Also, he writes that the Nusach Ari is the Shar HaKoilel. It's the Nusach that bypasses everything. V'shavu chol nefesh mi Yisrael. Now, And he does write that when the Echidah writes that you should change, everyone is allowed to change to Nusach HaSvardim, he says it's Kavanah Nusach HaRi. He means the Nusach HaRi. So like what I'm saying is like this, to reiterate, to change from your Nusach to the Nusach of the Arizal, or whatever that may be, whether it's Nusach Svard, Nusach HaRi of the Balatanya, maybe it's Nusach HaShara Kavanas of the Rashash, whatever it is, that might be allowed because what you're attempting to do is the whole purpose of davening is to get your tefillahs and skabel. Obviously, connect to Hashem, but you want to get your tefillahs and skabel. The Arizal's tefillah bypasses everything. So that might be allowed according to everybody. Now, that's the opinion of, like I said, the Divrei Chaim, and that explains what the Hasidim were doing. Now, to be fair, this is not fully accepted. The Chassam Sofer in Aruch Chaim Siman Tezvav does not agree with this. He says that this may be true for a big mekubal who knows how to daven with the covenants of the Ari, but for us laymen, for us regular folk, he says stick with your family nusach. He feels you're not allowed to change your nusach, and he says this is only for someone like he says that's mamish like a big mekubal, but for everybody else, he even quotes that his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler personally daven nusach Ari. Eidah Mizrach, like the Arizal, but for his family members, he told him to stick with Ashkenaz. The Chassam Sofer was not in favor of changing any Nusach, regardless of whether you're trying to connect to the Arizal or not. He was against the whole thing. Ramosha, as I said before, Ramosha questioned the Chassidim. Ramosha is not in favor of this either. And the Shoyl Umeshiv, also in Tlisach, Ilgal, Simirish Mem Zayin, he's also not a fan here. He says, Aval Anon B'didon, Sh'anon Kol B'nei B'dinisenu, V'gam B'nei Yizhagar B'nei Ashkenaz Anachnu, we're all Ashkenazim. Rak Sh'chassidim M'maisa Bal Shem Tev Hizchilu Liyaseh Minig Nusach HaSvardim. And he says, the Chassidim changed the Nusach to Nusach Svard. Asher B'emes Einenu Nochen, but I don't think it's right. Ki Harbi Yisurim K'ma Yitarit B'dari Du'uni, V'chol B'nei Yisrael Yoyitzim Yadar Moshe M'nei Ashkenaz. He says, they should not have changed the Nusach. So what you have over here is like this. So in summation, we started off with the quoting of the Arizal and the Magen Avraham and Ramosha that you're not allowed to change your family nusach. We saw that there's one heter, and that is to change, to try to get to the nusach of the Arizal, be it from Ashkenaz to Svard, Ashkenaz to Eidut Mizrach, Ashkenaz to nusach Arizal. That might be allowed according to some paiskim. The Chassam Sofer and Ramosha is not in favor of that. But what it comes out according to this is that l'kuli alma and l'chol adeis to go from nusach Eidut Mizrach to Ashkenaz would not be allowed. Because you're changing your family nusach and you're going further away from the Arizal. Now there is one heter. And I'll end off with this, and obviously I have to ask you, Rav, this is a big thing. I think to change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Eidut Mizrach, or Ashkenaz to Nusach Ari or Nusach Svard is not as bad. But to go from Eidut Mizrach to Ashkenaz will not be allowed. Now there is one heter, and that's from Avad Yosef, and that's called Mitoshali Bechofetz. Which is, there's a sheet of the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik quotes this Magen Avraham. We started with the Magen Avraham originally that said, you're not allowed to change your Nusach, before we got into the Arizal. But we start with the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says, you're not allowed to change your Nusach at all. Let me read you a couple lines from the Maram Shik. There's a Maram Shik in Chayshim Mishpat Simen Chav Dalet. He says, although the Magen Avraham did write that you should not change your family Nusach, mikamakim nirli, mishenashkei chofsha leminig ha'acher, right to the Maram Shik, there's a massive heter, and that's if you're drawn. It's called Mitoshli V'chofetz. It means deep down in your heart, you want to daven a certain nusach. For whatever reason, you feel very drawn and very connected to that nusach, and you don't feel connected to your family nusach. Right to the Maram Shik, the great Talmud of Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was against changing the nusach, but the Maram Shik, the great Talmud of Chassam Sofer, says that you're allowed to change L'kuli Alma. He says, V'chein V'chofetz L'vavish L'mitzvah Y'maisa Sh'adam Moitze Bin Ashi Cheshek. And he quotes the Chavis Avavis, that the Chavis Avavis says that if you're just naturally drawn to a mitzvah or to a maisa, obviously a holy maisa, you're obviously, that means your soul is connected to that. That if you have a person that's just drawn to tzedakah, drawn to do chesed, that means his soul is connected to that world of chesed. And he says, therefore, if you have a person that's very connected to a certain nusach, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but he just wakes up in the morning and all he wants to do is daven Nusach Ari, Nusach Ashkenaz, whatever it is, says the Maram Shik, you could change. I don't care where it's from. You can go from Eidah Mizrach to Ashkenaz, Ashkenaz to Eidah Mizrach, Svar to Ashkenaz, doesn't matter. According to the Maram Shik, you're allowed to change it the whole time, because he says when the Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to change, that's talking about the average case. But if you're very drawn, if you're very connected to a certain tefillah, that's called Mitoshali Bechofetz. Right, there's Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think it's Daf Yud Zayin, that says, Ein Adam Loimim Mitoshali Bechofetz, that a person has to learn what he wants to learn. You can't force someone to learn something he doesn't want to learn. It's just not going to work. You have to feel connected to that. So to Ein Adam Mesvalo Mitoshali Bechofetz. Rav Adi Yosef quotes the Radvaz that also writes this in Chelo Gimel Sim Tafayin Beis. And he actually quotes, it's very interesting, we know that, not for right now, but we know that, obviously you can't daven b'yichidus, you have to daven with a minyan, but even within the world of minyanim, the Paiskim are not in favor of these basement minyanim. You know, just 10 people getting together, we're just going to daven in our basement. You're supposed to daven in a shul. You have to daven in a base kinesis. Now there's one exception to that, and writes the Radvaz, what if the shul that you go to, you just feel no connection? They're talking the whole time, you don't like the people there, you just have no connection to that minyan. But you have 15 guys that daven in the basement, and they're dancing, and there's chias, and you just feel connected to that. Right? So the Ravaz, you could daven there. Because they're both minyanim, even though you're supposed to daven in the Berei V'Hamadrash Melech, the bigger shul, the bigger base Knesses. But if you're drawn to that, ain't on the mispel mitesh libechavitz, it's such a musig that you go with where your heart is drawn. So Ravad Yosef says that's a similar concept. So, in summation, let's just quickly review. Can you change your family nusach? So the Magen Avram, the Arizal, the Mishnah Berura, Ramosha say no, you're not allowed to change your nusach at all, under any circumstance. Now, we did quote the Marashdam and the Beis Yitzchak, they are Choylik, but Rav Paisim say you're not allowed to change. We said that the Chidah writes everyone's allowed to change to Eid HaMizrach, and Rav Yaakov Hillel explains it's not Eid HaMizrach. His point is, everyone's allowed to change to get to the nusach of the Arizal, whatever that may be. So, the reason why he said Eid HaMizrach is because the Arizal daven Eid HaMizrach with sprinkling of differences. So that explains why the Hasidim changed their Nusach to Svard, is because they had the base of Ashkenaz, but they sprinkled the differences of the Arizal. So according to that, you'd be allowed to change to Nusach Svard, or to Nusach Ari, in order to try to attach to the Tefillah of the Arizal. We said that that's not so Pashit. Ramosha, the Chassam Sofer, did not believe that there's a Heter even for that. And the last Heter we said is the Maram Shik, that the Maram Shik said, although there's a problem of changing your Nusach, if you're very drawn to a specific Nusach, meaning if you want to just do it for convenience, then it's not allowed. But if you feel very drawn to a specific Nusach, then it might be permitted. I know there's a lot of information here. You should really ask your Rav. And like I said, there's another shaila of, if you daven a different nusach of the tzibur, of how do you incorporate your tefillah into their tefillah. If there's any questions, you can always contact me. This happened to be, this is from my sefer, Mekayim Min Chilek Beis. So if there's any questions, Siman Gimel, that's where I had all these marmakayimus. But if there's any specific questions, you can please contact me, avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.